Hello.
Hello, this is James Jackson.
Hi.
Hi, James. It's James from MMA Legal. How are you okay?
No bad, mate.
Good to hear. Just before we continue, I just need to ask you questions for data protection purposes. Could you confirm for me your date of birth, please, James?
26/1/1974.
And then your postal address?
HB Court, IV34AS.
Fantastic. Just to let you know, the call is recorded for training and monitoring purposes. I spoke to my manager in relation to copying your statement of Andrew Thompson House. For the first time, considering in comparison to the second time, he said that's perfectly fine to do. The only thing we wish to ask is, again, the difference of your time there the second time round. So was there any new staff members who may have been involved in any of the abuse that you suffered?
It's basically the same, mate.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, so what I said is following on from your account of the question being what was different at this placement compared with the others. I put that it was a residential home, it was totally different, it was more abusive than the foster homes, it was basically the same as the first time around staff and abuse suffered when I was admitted the second time around.
Yep.
That's fine. So we're just going to then go towards your your third care setting, which would have been Oakbank School.
Mm-hmm.
Are you able to remember who placed you at Oakbank School?
Well, that was because my mum and the fucking turned up steaming to the children's panel and said she didn't fucking want me. Her words was, I don't want that little bastard. At the children's panel.
Yeah, hold on one moment.
And the only place they could, because I'd already gave my place away at Andrew Thompson House, so the only other place they could get me was Oakbank Listy School.
Yeah, just one moment. I'm just going to relay back to you what I've got, and just let me know if there's anything you'd like to change or add. So at Oakbank School, I was placed because my mum turned up steaming to the children's panel, stated that she didn't fucking want me. She said she didn't want that little bastard. I should have had my placement at Andrew House, but it was taken by somebody else, so I was placed at Oakbank School.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Do you remember how old you was when this occurred?
When I was 13, 14, 13.
I just put, I must have been around 13 or 14 at the time.
Mm-hmm.
What type of care setting was Oakbank School?
It's a listy school.
A listy school, and how long was you there for?
Oh, fucking ages.
So the next question is in relation to your ordinary daily life whilst you was at Oakbank School. Whilst you was at Oakbank School, was you residing at this school?
Yep.
You was a residential student?
Yes.
Did you have your own room?
No. It was a dormitory. They never had any roofs or doors. It was a big floor. Everybody was in the same room.
What floor was it?
I don't know, second or third floor.
And what did you say? Did you say that there was no doors or ceiling?
There was no doors or ceilings, no, there was just walls. Between them, there was about three or four in the room. And there was no walls, there was just like... So there was no ceiling. People could climb on across the top of them and throw fucking bedside walkers off their head and stuff like that.
Yeah, 1 second while I just catch up on the notes.
All right.
What did you say they'd throw at your heads?
The bedside cabinets, anything they could, just everything. You could climb over the top and just throw stuff on your head when you were sleeping. And the staff knew that was happening as well, but they never done nothing about it.
Yeah, so far as you got, it was I was a residential student. I didn't have my own room. I was in a dormitory on the second or third floor. There were no doors or ceilings to the dorms. So people could climb up on the walls, and they would throw bedside cabinets, anything they could get their hands on whilst you slept. The staff knew this was happening and they did nothing about it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what the overall cleanliness of the rooms was like?
Was it great?
Can you remember anything specific what would show?
It's just a shithole. It's an old Victorian building, so it was freezing and that as well.
Did you ever ask for any like blankets or quilts when it was cold?
Ah, but you just got what you had. You never got anything else.
Yes, yeah, so I just put the overall cleanliness wasn't great. It was a shithole. It was an old Victorian building, so it was freezing. You wasn't providing anything extra. You had what you got.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So as well, do you remember if you was given any clothing provided to you by the school?
Aye, we did. We had a set uniform.
And did it fit you perfectly, or was it
no.
small?
No, it was all shite. It was all too big or too small. It was never fitted. Second-hand stuff.
Yeah, just one moment. And would you say the clothes, what was provided to you, that were clean or were they dirty?
Well, we could get dirty ones as well, right? You get dirty t-shirts. They said they were washing them, but they didn't look like they were washed.
Yeah, so, hold on. I was provided a set uniform. The clothes never fit me, either too big or too small. They were always second-hand clothes. You would get dirty sets. They said that they would wash the uniforms before you had them, but they never looked washed.
It was an actual school uniform. It was like trousers and a polo-type shirt. It was an actual school uniform. It was like a prison uniform, if you know what I mean, type of stuff.
I just put it was more like a prison uniform than a school, more than a school uniform.
Mm-hmm.
And what is it? What they gave you? Did you say sweatshirts and joggers?
No. It was like a polo shirt, a jumper, and a fucking pair of jeans.
Polo shirt, jumper, and a pair of jeans. Did they provide you with any shoes?
Aye, just shit trainers.
Was you provided 3 meals a day when you was at Oakbank School?
Aye, but it was all shit. The food was crap. Terrible. And was get what you were given as well.
Can you remember what school was like? Like your school, your schoolwork was like during the time? Did you have a set routine?
It was shit, it was locked up. It was a secure school. You were fucking numbers, bars on the windows. Gratings on the fucking windows.
Yeah, so I just put the school was shit, it was locked up, you would have bars barricading the windows.
Well, gratings and that came like wire fucking mesh over the windows, so you couldn't open them, obviously, you couldn't escape.
A metal mesh over the windows?
Aye, so you couldn't escape.
Yeah? I just put there was metal mesh over the window so you couldn't escape out of them.
Mm-hmm.
And when you finished school for the day, was there any activities or anything available to you for leisure?
It was just TV room, table tennis, and there was a snooker room. We just locked in a hall thing. Like a recreation.
Did you say they locked you in the recreational room when you went?
I know, it was all locked in.
And how long would you be locked in the recreational room for?
I don't know, till bedtime. Till we got showers for bed. It was all communal showers, big rows of sinks.
Yes, I just put it was a communal shower room with rows of sinks. Was the showers themselves, did you have privacy? So was there like cubicles you could sit in?
No, just all open.
So there's no privacy in the shower rooms as it was open plan?
Mm-hmm.
When you would go to the shower rooms, was you ever supervised by a member of staff? Would they watch a shower?
The staff was in there all the time.
Even while you showered.
Yep.
And how was contact like with your family during this time? Would you ever refuse contact?
Yep. Several times. I just refused to get out at the weekend. No weekend leave. They just took that off me. Kept me locked up. Kept me in pajamas because I was running away. I ran away a couple of times.
Hold on. When you said they keep me locked in, was that in your dorm room?
No, not just in. I was kept me in pyjamas, so I couldn't run away. I wasn't allowed clothes.
Yeah, so I'm just going to relay all this back to you, and then just let me know if there is anything that I have missed or if there's anything that you would like to add. So I just put, it was a residential school. I didn't have my own room. I was in a dormitory on the second or third floor. There were no doors or ceilings to the dorms, so people could climb up the walls and they would throw up bedside cabinets, anything they could get their hands on whilst you slept. The staff knew this was happening and they did nothing about it. The overall cleanliness wasn't great. It was a shithole. It was an old Victorian building, so it was freezing. You weren't providing anything extra. You had what you got. I was provided a set uniform. The clothes never fit me, either too big or too small. They were always second-hand clothes. You would get dirty sets sometimes. They said that they would wash the uniforms before you had them, but they never looked washed. It was more like a prison uniform than a school uniform. Polo shirt, jumper, and a pair of jeans, and shit trainers. I was provided 3 meals a day, but the food was shit. It was terrible. You had no choice. You got what you were given, and you got what you were given. The school was shit. It was locked up. You would have bars barricading the windows. There was metal mesh over the windows so you wouldn't escape out of them. There was a TV room, table tennis room, and a pool room we could use after school. We would go to the recreational room and they would lock us in until we had showers for bed. It was a communal shower room with rows of sinks. There was no privacy in the shower rooms as it was open plan. The staff were there all the time, even whilst we would shower. I was refused contact to my family multiple times. They would deny my weekend leaves. They would keep me locked in, wasn't allowed my clothes, just my PJs as I used to run away.
Yep.
Is there anything what you'd like to add or anything that I've missed?
Yeah.
No problem. How did the other staff genuinely, how did, sorry, how did the other children treat you when you was here?
That was a nightmare. Some of them, because they were a lot older than me, so there was a lot of bullies. Used to get beat up quite a lot. Because I was quite a small guy when I was that age.
But the children were a nightmare. There were older children there at the time, and I was small and young, so there was a lot of bullying. When the bullying was taking place, did the staff ever try to help or intervene?
No, not really, no. Because I think some of them encouraged it.
Yes, I put the children were a nightmare. They were older children there at the time, and I was small and young, so there was a lot of bullying. The staff wouldn't really help or intervene. They would more than likely encourage the bullying of other children.
Yep.
When you was there, how did the staff genuinely treat you? Were there any rules, punishments, isolation, or unsafe arrangements that was enforced by the staff?
I used to get locked in rooms. Used to get kept of not given clothes. You get fucking held back with food. You fucking idiots.
Yeah, so I just got I they I used to get I used to get locked in rooms, refused clothes, withhold food from you as well. They were fucking idiots.
I used to get barred off of stuff as well.
Can you remember any of the staff's names who would?
Nah, I can't really. David Bailey, nah, Dave, fuck knows, I don't know.
David Bailey, did you say?
I said Bailey, but I don't think that's right, mate, to be honest.
Okay, no problem. I won't put that.
A Dave, for them, was a Ben. I can't mind the names.
Yes, I just put out. I used to get locked in rooms, refuse clothes, withhold food. They were fucking idiots. I used to get battered off the staff as well. I can't really remember any names. I think there was a Dave or a Ben. I'm not too sure.
Mm-hmm. I got beat up in the boardroom by the headmaster and the assistant headmaster. My head banged off a fucking coat rail, so I got dragged into the fucking smoking room. Fucking fags put out of me.
Yeah, hold on 1 second.
I ran away, got set on fire.
Yeah, just hold on 1 second, James.
Sorry, but...
It's okay, don't apologise. Where did you say you... Sorry, I got beat up in the boardroom by the headmaster and the assistant headmaster.
Mm-hmm.
They banged my head against the coat rails one time. And then you stated that you'd also have cigarettes put out on you. Did you say there was a... What room?
It was a smoking room. It was a smoking room they had. So I like boys to smoke if they were a certain age, so I don't know.
And was it the staff who put the cigarettes out on you?
No, other boys.
And did you ever tell the staff about the burn
Aye.
That you received? And did they
Aye.
Do anything about it?
No, nothing. Laughed.
I'm just going to change that around. Just in relation to how the children treated you compared to the staff. Can you remember any unsafe arrangements, isolation, or punishments that the staff would enforce?
Just that, walking you in rooms, fucking battering you a bit, saying you're restraining you, and all that crap. All that bending of your arms again, and fucking up your back, and all this carry on, pulling
yeah.
your fucking hair, poking your own eyes. Just basically assaulting kids, that's what they've done.
Yeah, so in relation to the staff part of the question, I thought I used to get locked in rooms, refuse clothes, withhold food. They were fucking idiots. I used to get battered off the staff, restrained, hair pulled, poked in the eyes as well. Basically, they would assault the kids.
Mm-hmm.
I can't really remember any names. I think there was a Dave or a Ben. I'm not too sure. I got beat up in the boardroom by the headmaster and the assistant headmaster. They banged my head against the coat rails one time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Aye, they were slapping me as well in that boardroom.
So I saw slapping you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm just going to take 5 minutes just to get the information that you've relayed to me now about, because obviously you've detailed a lot of abuse, and I don't necessarily want you to relay any, but basically bring the information back and obviously put yourself back into that situation.
Mm-hmm.
So if you just give me a few moments, the only thing what I could do, just to try and not rush, but try and get a little bit of a jump forward ahead in relation to the witness statement, I'm going to relay to you now what qualifies as emotional abuse in relation to the Scottish Redress Scheme. So this is anything that is any threats, humiliation, blame, name-calling, isolation, different treatment from other children, denial of family contact, being made to feel powerless or unwanted, or being forced to witness the abuse or humiliation of others. With that being said, James, is there anything what you experienced looking back
right.
at your time?
Yeah, oh, God, oh, that staff in there were just animals. Not them all. There were certain ones. There was a couple of good ones, I suppose. But nah, but they were fucking... They were just there to abuse people.
Yeah, so just about everything. I got it all. The stuff when there were animals, there were one or two good ones, I suppose, but the rest, they were just there to abuse people. Scottish Redress then details the following behaviours to qualify sexual abuse. So, looking, the behaviours that qualify is any unwanted sexual touching or exposure, sexual comments or images.
There was no sexual.
There was nothing sexual.
No.
Okay, just one moment. So this is going to be in relation to the three categories of abuse that you suffered during your time at Oakbank, that being neglect, emotional and physical abuse. In relation to the neglect, do you remember who was involved or responsible for the neglect that you suffered?
No, just all the staff. Well, the staff knew what was happening. You know, I mean, everybody knew.
They knew what was happening.
Aye, everybody knew.
Yeah, and it's the same question again, but in relation to the emotional abuse, do you remember or recall who was involved or responsible for your emotional abuse?
Well, it was both. There was the staff and the kids, other fucking inmates or whatever you want to call them, fucking.
Can you remember any names of the staff by any chance?
No, no. I'm just Jimmy Dave. I'm sorry, Dave. That's what I don't know, mate, to be honest.
It's okay, don't worry.
It was a long time ago, mate.
Again, it's the same question, but this being in relation to the physical abuse, are you able to recall who was involved or responsible?
No. Nah. Just different guys. I've got thugs putting me, I've got set on fire, everything. Got battered, got punched, kicked, fucking bit, fucking everything. Stuff thrown on your head at night. So obviously, you couldn't sleep, you were fucking worried about sleeping.
Why was you worried about sleeping, if you don't mind me asking?
Because you're fucking getting bedside cabinets fucking flung on your head.
Yeah. I'm just going to take probably around maybe 3 to 5 minutes just going through the witness statement where you've just provided me information on Oakbank, quite a lot of examples of where you've... been victim of physical and emotional abuse as well as neglect. Instead of asking you to provide examples, as that's the next question, I'm just going to go ahead and copy any relevant information into the relevant abuse categories.
Okay, that's fine, no problem.
Pronunciation is not for that.
Just going to go back to where you stated who was involved or responsible in relation to the physical abuse. You stated that, no, it was just different guys. I was set on fire, battered, punched, kicked, bit, fucking everything. You couldn't sleep, worried about sleeping as you get hit by bedside cabinets thrown at your head. In relation to being set on fire, the battered, punched, kicked, and bit, is that from the staff?
No, boys on stuff.
Boys and staff.
He's not asking what your team's called, he's asking how it's looking. He's not asking what your team's called.
He's asking how it's looking.
Yeah. Mine's called Chow Mein.
Why's yours called Chow Mein?
It's called Chow Mein, like Malik Chow.
I haven't seen called Shelly's 11.
Could you say?
Shelly.
So this is what I've got in relation to neglect, physical abuse and emotional abuse. Once I relate back to you, just let me know if for any form of abuse you'd like me to add anything. So for the neglect, what I have is that the overall cleanliness wasn't great. It was a shithole. It was an old Victorian building, so it was freezing. You weren't provided anything extra. You had what you got. I was provided a set of uniform. The clothes never fit me, either too big or too small. They were always second-hand clothes. You would get dirty sets. They said that they would wash the uniforms before you had them, but they never looked washed. There was metal mesh over the windows, so you couldn't escape out of them. Sorry, I'm just going to remove that. So following that, they never looked washed. I put there was a TV room, table tennis room, and a pool room where you could use after school. We would go to the recreational room, and they would lock us in until we had showers for bed. The children were a nightmare. There were older children there at the time, and I was small and young, so there was a lot of bullying. The staff wouldn't help or intervene. They would more than likely encourage the bullying over the children. I used to get locked in rooms, refused clothes, withheld food. The staff were fucking idiots. In relation to the neglect that you suffered during your time at Oakbank the first time round, James, is there anything what you'd like me to add in relation to the neglect what you can remember?
No.
No problem. So now this is in relation to the physical abuse. So what I have for an example of what happened, I put there was no doors or ceilings to the dorm, so people would climb up the walls and they would throw bedside cabinets, anything they could get their hands on whilst you slept. The staff knew this was going on and they didn't do nothing about it. I used to get battered off the staff, restrained, hair pulled, poked in the eyes as well, basically assaulting the kids. I can't really remember any of the names, but I think there was a Dave or a Ben, I'm not too sure. I got beat up in the boardroom by the headmaster and the assistant headmaster. They banged my head against the coat rails one time, as well as slapping me. When you said they were slapping you?
Fucking slapping?
Yeah, was it across the face? Was it on the legs, the arms?
Face.
Sorry to ask, James. It's just a necessary thing, unfortunately.
That's all right, mate. I have no problem. That's the face.
No worries. And then I've got the boys in this. I faced physical abuse from both the boys and staff. I was set on fire, battered, punched, kicked, bit, fucking everything. And then next is in relation to the emotional. The only thing what I could find in relation to the emotional abuse is that there were no doors or ceilings to the dorms, so people would climb up the walls and they would throw bedside cabinets. Anything they could get their hands on whilst you slept, the staff knew this was happening and knew nothing about that. So the reason why I've done that is due to the fact that...
Sleep, but...
Yeah, in relation to obviously struggling to sleep.
Fucking scared.
Hold on.
Do you know which one I'm on about? But we're playing all the time because you think you're going to get stuff thrown on your hood or not.
Yeah, so I just got, there were no doors or ceilings for the dorms, so people could climb up the walls and they would throw bedside cabinets, anything they could get their hands on whilst you slept. The staff knew this was happening, they did nothing about it. I was always frightened, I was fucking scared, thinking I was going to get hit in the head during my sleep. Is there anything else that you'd like to add in relation to the emotional abuse that you faced during your time at Oak Bank?
You could get people running in your bedroom at night and assaulting you and everything when you were in your bed as well.
And when you say people, is this the children or the staff?
Boys.
Assault you unprovoked?
Yeah, totally unprovoked, yes.
And how many boys would you say? Was there a big group of the boys? What would do this?
Maybe two or three at a time, I don't know.
Fantastic. So now we're going to go on to the next question, James. So in relation to the neglect, physical abuse and emotional abuse that you suffered at your time at Oak Bank School the first time round, how often did this happen? Over what period? And did it ever change?
All the time, mate. Constant. With the staff and the boys. And it'd be the same for the second time round. This is all the same for the Oak Bank, just in general.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, so I should put the behaviour was constant by both the staff and the boys. This was the same each time I was there. In relation to the neglect that you suffered at your time at Oak Bank School, James, are you able to recall what immediate effects you experienced from the neglect?
What do you mean, fuck? Well,
so like
physical abuse, mental abuse, scars, fucking.
Yeah, so
crying, fucking, I don't know. Felt worthless, felt like shit. Felt frightened all the time, couldn't escape it, couldn't get away from them because you were locked in with them, so you couldn't get anywhere. Constant state of fear, basically.
Yeah, but I felt worthless. I felt like shit. I was frightened all the time, as I could never escape the abuse. We were locked up all the time. There was no way of running away, either through the windows or doors. I was in a constant state of fear. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else that you'd like me to add on to that?
No, that's fine.
No problem. In relation to the abuse that you suffered during your time at Oak Bank School, did anyone witness it, know about it, or experience it?
Everybody knew about it. The staff, the fucking, and the boys knew. And they witnessed it and seen it. I don't know who they are, but I can't mention names. Everybody knew it was happening. Everybody knew.
Pretty much everybody knew about it. The staff, the boys, they witnessed it and saw it. I can't remember the names. I just know everybody knew what was happening.
Mm-hmm.
And do you recall if anyone experienced something similar?
All the kids did different types of things.
Yeah, so I just put I or the kids experienced something similar all at different times, I think. Did you ever try to tell anyone?
Yes, all the time. You just kind of got hit off of them as well, or locked up from them, or just told to shut up. Is this going to take much longer, to be honest?
The only thing what we need... Go on, sorry.
You just started the same for the Oak Bank as well.
That's fine. I'll do the same for the Oak Bank, but there is more of the witness statement following on from the care institutions. So it will be people involved reporting institutional knowledge, movement between placements and leaving care, and the impact that it had on your life. And then it is just a quick few questions about previous claims, applications or payments, and then it's just your reason for applying, and then it's just a closing welfare check.
Right, okay.
It should probably take another, 30 minutes or so.
Right, okay. No worries.
When you said just previously then that when you tried to tell people you were told to shut up or go away, did you say that sometimes you'd be hit?
Oh, they'd hit you. They'd hit, tell you to stop lying and hit you. And then fucking... Oh.
So, the last question is going to be two parts. So, what was different at this placement compared to your time at Andrew Thompson House and for foster care?
Everett, it was a total fucking abuse in Oak Bank.
Yeah, that's fine. The second part of it would be, what was different the second time you went to Oak Bank in comparison to the first time?
Nothing. It was just the same. I'm fucking badly run, bad staff, fucking terrible, full of arseholes.
Yes, but nothing was different when I went the second time. It was badly run, bad staff. It was fucking terrible.
Yep.
No problem. Okay, so as you stated, with everything being the exact same in relation to your Oak Bank care setting the second time round, I will go ahead once the phone call is concluded and I will do another 12-question layout. And copy it, yeah, for you. So now what we're going to do is we're going to move on to the next section, being people involved, reporting, and institutional knowledge. Across all your care setting placements, James, can you remember who the main people who were responsible for your abuse?
No, just staff. Different members of staff, really. I can't really give you names, mate. It was a long time ago. Dave. Fucking, I keep having a Dave in my head, but I don't know why.
Dave and Ben. I should put just for staff, different members of staff. It was so long ago, I'm unable to recall. I just have the names Dave and Ben in my head.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. Are you able to give a Can you able to recall any descriptive features of Dave and Ben?
Ben has a ginger beard, a ginger head, and Dave, I think, was Welsh.
Yeah, so I just put Ben, ginger beard, and ginger beard and head, Dave Welsh. Would you say Ben was old or young?
Oh, fuck, everybody was old when I was that age, remember?
Yeah,
that
I'll just leave that. That should be identifying descriptive features anyway. Were other children affected?
Well, the children affected, what do you mean?
As in abuse-wise.
Were they abused as well?
Yeah.
Yes. I think everybody was at some stage.
Did you ever witness the abuse or harm of anyone else?
Yes, all the time.
Could you give a brief example of some of the abuse that you saw?
Just what I'm saying, stuff, attacking boys and that, or fucking saying they're restraining them, but they're really battering them, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Just going to check for punctuation and grammar, and then I'll relay back to you what I've got. But yes, other children was abused. I think everybody was at some stage. I witnessed abuse and harm to others all the time. Staff attacking boys, saying they were restraining them, but they were really battering them instead. Is there anything else there what you'd like me to add or change?
No, that's all right, mate.
No worries. Why do you believe the staff or the institution knew or should have known what was happening?
Because I've fucking seen them. They've stood in there watching it.
That's fine. Were complaints discouraged, ignored, or punished?
Yes.
Were you ever moved following a punishment, threatened, or disbelieved?
Yes.
It's also threatened, moved, and disbelieved. Have you ever reported the abuse to police, an inquiry, a professional, or any authority about what happened?
No.
That's fine.
Just the staff, just other staff members, but then you just got fucking abused off them as well, so.
Why did you move between placements and were the reasons ever explained to you?
No.
No?
No.
Did you run away, refuse to return, or ask to be moved?
No, I've run away from a place, sorry, a couple of times.
And what happened following you running away?
They take me back and put me in pyjamas and give me no clothes.
Be placed in PJs and locked away. When and at what age did you leave Kerr?
I was 15 because I joined the army.
Did you say 16 or 15?
16 basically.
16 basically, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And what did you say was because you was leaving for the army?
I joined the army, yes. It's the only option I had. It was either that or jail. The way my life was going.
Yeah. So now we're just going to move on to the next section of the witness statement, which is the impact on your life. So how did the experience affect you at the time? This is in relation to your safety, like the feeling of safety, trust, confidence, sleep, behavior, education, relationships, or the ability to speak up.
Well, quite affected. I was very aggressive. I ended up very aggressive having to defend myself, so I ended up in trouble because of my aggression because of that, because I just didn't know how to react.
Yeah, I ended up very aggressive. I needed to defend myself.
Yep.
You said that you had trouble with your sleep whilst you were there. Did that continue on following you leaving care?
Aye, for a few years, yep.
But I ended up very aggressive as I needed to defend myself. I had trouble sleeping during my time in care, and it continued years following me leaving care.
Just say I had no social skills.
Yeah.
Yep.
When you say you have no social skills, what?
Like interacted with normal people instead of fucking idiots.
Yeah, so I ended up being very aggressive as I needed to defend myself. I had trouble sleeping during my time in care, and it continued years following me leaving care. I had no social skills. I didn't know how to interact with normal people as I was always dealing with fucking idiots. Is there anything else what you'd like me to add there, or is there anything that I've missed?
No, that's fine, mate.
No problem. How has it affected your mental health, James? That includes any anxiety, depression, trauma symptoms, panic, flashbacks.
I think I'm very just closed off. I'm very closed. I don't fucking speak about emotions or anything like that. I can't, because I just used to get ridiculed for them. So,
sorry, you cut off there. You don't speak about your emotions because what? Sorry.
Because I got ridiculed for them before, didn't I?
Yeah.
If you spoke up or anything, you just got fucking abuse. So.
Yeah, so I think I'm a very closed off person. I don't speak about my emotions because I got ridiculed for speaking about my emotions in the past. Whenever I used to speak up, I got abused, so I learned to keep quiet.
Yep.
How has it affected your physical health, James? Is there any problems, any pain, any chronic pain, sleep, alcohol or substance use?
Well, I used alcohol, used drugs, couldn't sleep.
And would you take the drugs and alcohol to try and help you sleep?
Aye, well, just to fucking block shit out.
Yeah, so I used alcohol and drugs. I couldn't sleep. I would use the substances to block shit out and try to help me with my sleep. Is there anything else that you'd like me to add in relation to your physical health?
No.
How has it affected your relationships, James? Your parenting, your friendships, your intimacy, trust or isolation?
Well, it's fairly affected my marriage because my marriage basically broke down because of it. Because of just the way I am. My kids, well, they probably had it hard because I've had it hard, you know.
Yeah, just one moment.
I wish I'd been the greatest. Wasn't I the most patient or not?
So I just want to get this right in relation to your kids. You said my kids haven't had it the best either. And you said, did you say it was because of the way you brought up or just it was because of how you born?
Probably because I was fairly patient. I never had fucking patience, did I?
Yeah, okay.
Plus, because that's the way I thought was normal for life.
So you put my kids haven't had it best either because the way I was brought up, I thought it was normal for life. I don't have much patience.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else that you'd like to add in relation to that, James?
No, that's fine.
No worries. How has it affected your education, work, confidence, opportunities, finances, housing, or day-to-day stability?
Well, just fucking... Well, because I left school with nine, so I had to fucking learn from there. I had to learn everything after my fucking school, after I got out of care, when I had to fucking try and sort my life out for myself. And it's not been easy.
No, of course it's not. I wouldn't be surprised. Hold on one moment, I'll relay back to you what I've got and you can let me know if you'd like to change or anything. What I have is that I left school with nothing, so I had to fucking learn everything from there. I left care and I had to sort my life out. It was hard. It wasn't easy at all. I had to learn everything about life from leaving care as I wasn't taught or prepared at all.
Yep.
Is there anything what you'd like me to add or anything what you'd like me to change?
No, that's fine, mate.
No worries. Is there any triggers, places, any smells, authority figures, institutions, or situations that you tend to avoid?
Fucking police.
Yeah.
Police and the social work department. I never have a fucking social worker anywhere near me.
Yeah. The final question in relation to the impact of your life, what impact has this had on your life overall, and what do you think may have been different if it had not happened?
Well, if it may have been happened, it would have fucking totally changed my life. I would have studied at school, I would have probably had a better career prospects, my kids would have had a life, better life, because I wasn't a fucking such an idiot. It would have totally changed everything if it never happened. You know what I mean? But you grow up with the environment you grew up in, and if you're all you know is abuse, that's what you become.
Yeah. Just catching up on the notes, then I'll relay back to you. But if it didn't happen, it would have changed my life. I would have been. One second. if it didn't happen, it would have changed my life. I would have been to school. I would have had my career prospects. My kids would have had a better time. It would have changed fucking everything. From a victim, you become a product of your environment, who you become, and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else what you'd like? I'd like to add in relation to that.
No.
Have you been diagnosed with any relevant condition, and are you taking any related medications?
No, I don't go to the doctor, so I don't know. I don't like them because any psychologist or anybody I've been sent to in my life has fucked me up, so I don't go.
Yes, but now I don't go to the doctors. Anytime I've asked for medical or professional support, it has fucked up my life, so I don't go anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever received any counselling, therapy, mental health, any addiction services, GP, hospital or professional support?
No.
Are you receiving support now? No. Could any sibling, former resident, sorry, partner or professional provide a supporting statement?
Well, I don't know if my sister could, but she didn't get nothing about it. She was at home, so
yeah.
She can't say anything, so nothing really.
So the next is in relation to the previous claims and applications or payments. Have you previously made any civil claim? Criminal injury claim, redress application, complaint, police report, inquiry statement or claim to another scheme about this abuse?
No.
So now it's just for the reason for applying. Whilst I ask you these questions, keep in mind that this is your opportunity to kind of speak to the redress panel themselves through the witness statement. So, James, why are you applying to the Scottish Redress Scheme? And what would you like to come from telling your story?
My reason I'm applying is because of the fucking abuse at Oak Bank and the places at Andrew Thompson House. The kids were fucking abysmal in these places, and I don't think that they should have been allowed. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the reason I'm doing it. I don't really particularly like bringing up all this shit again.
Yeah, of course.
But for that, and I would like to see fucking them get hung, to be honest, because they were just adults abusing children. I'm going to put a hung, because that's, if you're speaking to them, but come at me.
Say that again, sorry.
I actually says I would like to hang them, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's fine. If there's anything you say what you don't wish for me to put in, I can take it out. It's
I just all didn't the mention team. I said I would like to hang them.
That's fine. I won't put that.
And I think they have to answer for the system or the staff or whoever has to have fucking some sort of has to answer for their actions. Because I can't be the only person who's fucking complained about Oak Bank School.
Yeah, you know. As you put, I'm applying because of the abuse that was happening at Old Bank and Andrew House. The kids were abysmal at these places. The staff should have prevented this. The system, the staff, or whoever it is should have to answer for the abuse we suffered at Old Bank and Andrew Thompson House. They should know about this. They should know about how the staff treated the kids and the abuse we all faced.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything what you'd like to add to that?
No, that's fine.
The next question is, what would an acknowledgement mean to you, James?
What would what?
An acknowledgement mean to you?
What do you mean acknowledgement? Somebody tell me, oh, cheers, mate, thank you.
No. Yeah, so essentially the acknowledgement of, like, the Scottish Government acknowledged the negligence in relation to your cur and the cur settings what you were in.
It would just fucking give me validity to my fucking being that I was fucking right, that it was wrong.
Yeah, so I just put, it will give me validity that what I went through was wrong.
Mm-hmm. And finally, no other kids should have it to go through it.
Yeah, and I just added a note, and that no other kids should have to go through what I went through.
Yep.
Final question in relation to reason for applying, James, is there anything else you want Redress Scotland to understand about what happened or the harm you have lived with?
No.
No. That's perfectly fine. So we're just going to go to this is just the final four questions, and then we'll be able to conclude the witness statement. Is there anything important that we've not covered or wording that you want handled correctly, James?
No, I think you've covered it quite well.
How are you feeling after discussing this, and do you feel safe to end the call?
I feel safe to end the call, but I just feel shit. I'm just bringing it all back. I'm not happy, really, to be honest. But I can easily end the call, no problem, huh?
Is there someone you can contact for support, or would you like support service details?
No, I'm all right, mate. Can't worry about that.
And then finally, has the next steps been explained to you?
No.
No. Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to change that answer to yes, and then what I'm going to do... And then I'm going to tell you what happens next, okay?
Okay.
No worries. So, essentially, what's going to happen next, James, is that concluding this witness statement, obviously it's not going to be today, but in the next 2 weeks, I'm going to draft up your witness statement. And with that witness statement, I'll make a cover letter. There'll also be a payment, a client payment authority letter for you to sign as well. And then you will get the whole witness statement, what will be drafted up into a first person account, which will obviously be yourself, in the most accurate and descriptive detailed event of your time in Kerr, sorry about that, I got a bit trapped there, of your time in Kerr, and as well with an exhibit bundle. So this will be any documentation what corroborates your statement today, that will be added as well, so you'll be able to look through. Once that has been completed and you sign the paperwork at the bottom of the witness statement that declares that the statement in front in the witness statement is correct and the best to your recollection and ability, we will then book you in for a video call meeting. That will be with my claims operations manager called Jay Taylor and also the head solicitor at MMA Legal. All this is for, James, is just for you to have your camera on, have your passport or any form of photo ID that is in date. So it could be like your Saltier card, it could be a provisional license, it could be a driving license. You just put that next to your face, and then once the solicitor is happy and that has confirmed your identity, we will then be able to submit your application to the redress panel.
Right, okay.
Following that, we have estimated it is an It is an 8 to 12 week response following the submission to the panel. Mm-hmm. And okay. Then you will then be in receipt of the acknowledgement and the apology from the Scottish Government in relation to your care, as well as any compensation that they feel you are deserving of following the statement that you've provided with us today.
Okay.
If you'd like, I can tell you we have on our systems what we have as a provisional value for your claim.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't a guaranteed amount.
Yep.
It's just an estimated value from the brief statement that you gave on onboarding.
Right.
Following that, the estimated value what our systems have provided is anywhere between £80,000 to £100,000. Like I said, this isn't guaranteed.
Okay.
It will be something what will be decided upon by the Scottish Redress Panel. But following the stages of you doing a independently assessed rate, it will be anything. The minimum you'd receive would be £20,000, so it would be anything in between £20,000 to £100,000.
Right. Okay.
Is that okay?
Fine. Yep, that's fine.
No
so
worries.
What do I have to pay you? Was it 16% I pay you?
So it's 16% plus VAT, and that will be that will be of what you're rewarded. It wouldn't be.
It's just no win no fee type of thing.
Essentially, yeah, but you will always get a fee within the redress.
Right, okay,
they'll never look at your application and say like, "Oh, this person's lying; they're not having anything." The redress is set up to be that whatever person applies to the scheme, their statement and their account is taken as fact. It's not something where they deliberate if they think that you're lying or if you are actually telling the truth. It's mm-hmm. nothing like that. So when the statement's given to the redress panel, everything what you say and you've stated is taken as truth. Nothing's up for speculation. We believe us ourselves at MMA Legal, then also as well as Scottish Redress, we all understand what's happened during these care settings, and we do believe our clients, and so does the Scottish Redress panel.
Well, obviously, obviously, you probably got a fucking few people that was in Oak Bank because it was that bad of a place.
Yeah,
that's been on here for years.
Exactly, yeah. Like, I can't obviously discuss anyone else's account, but when your applications get sent to Scottish Redress, so why I was trying to pry you a little bit in relation to the descriptive features of that Dave and Ben, is that when it goes and other people state that they've been at this care setting / been at this institution, they will look at your witness statement. Yeah, yeah. So if they see names, what you've stated in yours, but you say, oh, I can't remember what he looked like, or I can't remember for sure if this was his name, but I can give you a descriptive feature, somebody else may have given the descriptive feature and the name as well.
Oh, right, okay.
So then it corroborates that they were there. It's more,
and
as well.
Like, if you might see the boardroom, the assistant headmaster, he was from New Zealand or Australian. I remember that.
Okay. One second.
Okay, when you got slapped about the boardroom.
Was this in the Oak Bank?
Aye, it was, aye.
Yeah, hold on.
It's when the headmaster and the assistant headmaster slapped me in the boardroom and hit my head off the fucking coat hooks.
I found it. The head.
The assistant headmaster, it was Australian or New Zealand from there. One of
it was the assistant, it wasn't the headmaster who was.
Nah, it was the assistant, I think.
So he's either from New Zealand or Australia.
And he said the fucking Australian SAS or something like that. I remember that a bit.
So he said he was in the Australian SAS.
Aye. So he was a fucking unit, so he was a dick.
Yeah, so just so you know, what I've written. I've just put the assistant headmaster was either from New Zealand or Australia. He said he was in the Australian SAS. And then I just put he was a unit. He was a fucking dick.
Mm-hmm.
No worries. That's perfectly fine. Just as well, just obviously for your further information. We do have records, obviously, on yourself. We have your GP records. We also have your records from Murray Council. And so we will hold these records on our data for 6 years, and then following following the Data Protection Act 2018, we'll then get rid of your records and destroy them. If at any point during from now up until then 6 years, if you wish to see your records, just ask and we will gladly provide you with your records.
Right, okay. No worries, mate. I don't really want them because it was just all shit.
Yeah, that's perfectly fine. Well, that concludes our witness statement today, James. All I'd like to obviously say to you is just thank you for speaking with us today, because I do appreciate how difficult having this conversation with somebody is, bringing up memories that obviously you wish to just move past and at least keep buried. So you've been really brave and very courageous in providing me with the information today, because you have given me a lot of information in relation to your time, not only at Oak Bank and at Andrew Thompson, but also as well from the foster care from what you was at, and considering how young you was and how far back that was, it is very commendable. So I just obviously would like you to know that you did an incredible job today, and we'll get in contact with you as soon as we can once it has been drafted. And I just hope that you have a fantastic weekend and that you try to enjoy the rest of your evening.
Right, okay, mate. Thank you very much. Have a good weekend.
Thank you very much, James. Well, I'll speak to you soon. Enjoy.
Right. Okay,
see you later, mate.
Bye-bye.
Bye.